Well, greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, sizes, and statues of all kinds. It is yours, truly, the KMC podcast. We might have went dead, but I assure you, we have not died. We are still very much alive and still very much busy. But thing is, it's a new year. It is 2020. That's right. 2020. It is not only a new year, but a new decade. And with that, I present to you the plans for 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to KMC Podcast. In 2020, the new decade. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, we welcome you to a new episode
of the one and only Source by KMC Skunknet.
The KMC Podcast, hosted by Bruce Willis.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is your host, Christo Tassovore of KMC Skunknet, where we talk about, in the KMC Podcast, about games, anime, cosplay, activism, you name it. Don't go anywhere. And enjoy this episode of KMC Podcast. Coming to you live from Anchor.fm. Thanks for tuning in. So, for starters, as you heard from the new and official intro for the KMC Podcast, I am your host, Christo Tassovore, coming to you live from Anchor.fm. At least, these are recorded on Anchor.fm and uploaded, and then they are broadcasted to places like, I don't know, SoundCloud? No, not SoundCloud. They're uploaded on Anchor.fm, but they are Anchor.fm uploads them to places like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and yeah, you could listen to this on any of those platforms. So if you're listening to us on Spotify, thank you for tuning in on Spotify. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, thanks for tuning in on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Breaker, well, thanks for tuning in on Breaker. Castbox, thanks for tuning in on Castbox. If you're listening to us through Google Podcasts, well, thanks for tuning in through Google Podcasts. If you're listening to us over at Overcast FM, thanks for tuning in. Pocket Cast, thanks for tuning in. Radio Public, thanks for tuning in on Radio Public. And Stitcher, if you're listening from there, thanks for tuning in. And if you're listening to us on our home platform, Anchor FM, welcome to the home of the KMC Podcast. With that said, I said that we would be explaining some things that explained why we were quote-unquote dead. And also, this is the first official episode of KMC Podcast. The other two episodes before, they've been rebranded from Season 1, Episode 1, and Season 1, Episode 2 to Season 0, Episode 1, Season 0, Episode 2. This is the official first episode of the KMC Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you want to listen to official podcast content, well, here it is. Yeah. So, with that said, let us begin and go into detail on what all is happening and what all is going on, as well as the plans for the new decade, 2020. Let us begin, shall we? So, with it being a new decade, 2020, comes new plans, new events, new content, and, well, some old plans, some old events, and some old contents. Getting a bit of rebranding. To those of you who are familiar with Crystal Draco Gaming, I actually had one half of Crystal Draco Gaming in one of the previous episodes, I believe a Halloween special. Remember, this is the first official episode of KMC Podcast. And the other two were pretty much retconned and changed to pre-show episodes. This is the first official episode of the KMC Podcast with your host, Cherry Skunksoon, of the KMC Podcast show. Well, Crystal Draco Gaming is been active for a pretty long while now. It's about time that I announce that KMC Podcast is reopening their doors for future games and game development. Not only that, they are about to be releasing their first game that was made 2 years ago. That was discontinued? Well, it's no longer discontinued. Production on it is at a slow crawl, slower than a snail's pace, but it's getting there. And with that, a second game is being developed, and it is a sort of a solo project by moi, yours truly. And that's going to be released later in 2020. As for the other game, well, I don't know when that will be released, but the solo project will be released in 2020. Sometime. Now, another thing. There's another project of mine that I've been working on. The whole streaming channel. Now that that's all been set up and everything's fine and dandy, we will now be issuing a permanent schedule. There will be like one stream a week, at least, unless noted otherwise on the Twitter or the Telegram channel, or the Discord for the actual streaming network. If you have not checked that out, feel free to go to twitch.tv/CHERRY_SKUNKSUNE. That is twitch.tv /cherry_skunksoon. There you'll find out the channel, and you can also find out about the Discord down below, as well as special events that will happen throughout the year. And apparently I need to update my upcoming events because it says 12/1/2029 to 12/31/2019. I'm gonna get that checked on. But, yeah. Every October, there's gonna be like a Halloween special throughout the entire month, and every December, a Christmas special every month. If I'm gonna be at a convention, and I'm supposed to be streaming, well, you're gonna be having a special. Well, I will be streaming live from the convention. Which brings us to the next update. Crystal Moon Cosplay is going to be broadening their horizon and attending a furry convention up in San Antonio for the first time ever. Not only is the first furry convention, but it's also the first convention outside of the local and surrounding areas of Houston, Galveston, and all that. So that's a double first right there. So if you're a furry, and you live in the San Antonio area, do expect to see us, or at least me, at Alamo City Furry Invasion 2020. Yay! So that's new as well. Going to be broadening horizons to other conventions, attending other conventions in the local and outside of our local and surrounding areas for the first time ever. It's not going to be a sure thing, as we already have two conventions planned for 2020. But from here on out, we'll be adding other conventions and broadening horizons and trying other conventions in the Texas area, maybe even outside of Texas, if we come across the finances. So, do keep an eye out for that, as changes for that are coming as well. Now, we have discussed changes to the Crystal Draco Gaming and the new games coming out. We have discussed changes to Cherry Skunksoon's Den and the streaming schedule and all that. And we have also went on explaining the changes to Crystal Moon Cosplay and the cosplay convention schedule. What else is there? Oh, yeah. How about activism? That's a topic we discuss. KMC SkunkNet and KMC Cares Community Network is opening their doors once again after having been attacked by false allegations and death threats and other criminal activity. We are now opening our doors again, this time for good. Only this time, we have ensured safety measures to protect those of our network as well as those seeking refuge within the KMC Cares family. So if you are a part of or have been interested in joining the KMC Cares family and the activism network of KMC SkunkNet, that will be open, but you will be required to register and you must be approved and you must follow the rules and do not try to evade the rules and get yourself banned, only to come back committing ban evasion because you will be caught and you will be banned again. We are making sure that our network is safe for all individuals who have been victimized by bullying, abuse, assault, even rape. So yeah, a lot of sensitive subjects that I can't exactly go into detail because we are a clean podcast, and I can't exactly go into detail as to how extreme or how sensitive the topics are, but I will say this. If you're a victim of any of those, or know someone who's a victim of such, or know someone who's been a victim of suicide, then feel free to join our KMC Cares activism family and check that out, and maybe even help other people providing some advice and peer therapy. Just do keep in mind that KMC Cares is not a replacement for medical or professional advice or therapy. It is only a source of assurance and comfort, not a place to seek doctor's advice or whatnot. So do keep that in mind if you do decide to join. But we are going to be opening our doors to even that. So not only is that going to be open, but those who actually stand above and beyond in the KMC Cares family, within the KMC Activists Outreach Program, those around the globe will also be available to register with the KMC Outreach Program. Excuse me. Where those people will actually be communicating with other members around the globe who share same or like-minded opinions or thoughts about such problems around the globe. So you actually get to meet and talk with other people all around the world. So you might be listening to us all the way in England, or you might be listening to us from Japan, or China, or Russia, or Germany, or wherever. You could possibly be talking to someone who shares the same thoughts and opinions as you do about these world problems, all the way in Canada, or England, or Italy, or Greenland, or even the Americas, like United States, where we are based at right now, and probably for the rest of our lives. Or even Mexico, or South America, or Africa. You could be talking to people all around the globe through the KMC Activist Outreach Program. Not only do you get to talk with other people around the globe, but you become a shining beacon of hope for your community, for your local area, and your part of the world. That is going to be opening their doors officially 2020. So do keep an eye out for the KMC Activist Outreach Program and how you could become a KMC activist sometime in 2020. So, let us recap. We talked about KD Gaming, Crystal Draco Gaming's two games and their updates regarding such release. We have talked about Crystal Moon Cosplay and the updates to the cosplaying schedule and plans from 2020 onward. We have talked about the Cherry Skunks and Zen and the streaming schedule. We have talked about KMC Cares and the family support program and the KMC Activist Outreach program as well. What else is there to discuss about? Let's see. What have I not gone over? How about some upcoming game content in games by other companies and KMC Skunknet's integration with those? Some of you might know about the whole Warframe thing if you've been watching Cherry Skunksoon on Twitch or have looked at the channel or seen us around. We do have a Cherry Skunksoon's Den streaming guild on the PC. Thing is, they're supposed to be integrating the whole cross save system, and we actually got a Switch just literally this past December 2019. So when cross saves come out, we're gonna cross save, transfer our Xbox save to our Switch, if that's possible, and keep both datas, and actually use the Switch copy of Warframe for the Cherry Skunksons then, and just a generic clan, but also as KMC Skunknet's Warframe directory. I mean, on Xbox, we're already helping people here and there in the game, but we are also helping them on a more personal level as well, providing advice and therapy and all that stuff in-game and out. So, do keep an eye out for the KMC Skunknet joins Warframe announcement. We will be helping players in that game. And not only that, we also, if you are familiar with the mobile game Brave Frontier, we also have a guild in Brave Frontier that is built for KMC Skunknet, and we help members in that game with personal problems and all that as well. Even though we do not actually have a server set up for that, we are in the process of building a server so you could seek advice and help as well. Not only that, but we are also working on possibly joining up with other games and working with other developers of these games and partnering with them, allowing us to provide support to them in these other games from here on out. So that's all that we have currently, but we do have plans to provide to other games in the future. We do help support gamers and cosplayers and all that, but that's not all we help out with. Even gamers have problems, even cosplayers have problems, even fursuiters and the furry fandom, they're trying to escape the problems of the real world. Stress, anxiety, depression, abuse, isolation. So many problems with this world, and they're just trying to find a place they can call home. Well, KMC Skunknet's here to help. And come 2020, not only are our doors opening for the world, but we will be partnering in some way, shape, or form, within reason. Hopefully, with some actual games and the game companies. Even as far as helping those all around the globe through the KMC Activist Outreach Program and so much more. So that's all in regards to what's coming for 2020 onward that we have so far. There are more things in the works, but so far that's all that we can come up with. Oh, and these KMC podcasts, they're going to be at least once a month, if not twice a month. So either once a month or bi-weekly. Just so y'all don't have to wait on the next episode. Y'all will know when the next episode comes out. So, do keep an eye out for the next episode. Come February. Probably February 7th, February 8th, maybe February 5th, I don't know. There's not going to be an actual date when these come out just yet, but if there is a fixed day that we will actually be uploading the next episode, we will let you know when there is an actual schedule for these. Just know that they're going to be once a month to twice a month. At least one episode every month from here on out. Now, let us move into other news that mostly pertain to the KMC podcast, the future of KMC podcast, and what you could expect come 2020 onward. Shall we? Transition, please. Now, for the future of KMC Podcast, we have decided on, as I said, one episode at least every month to around two every month. With that said, it's going to be a fun ride throughout 2020. Providing content for you all. But thing is, sometimes we might be at conventions. As I said, we got two conventions planned for 2020, so you might have two episodes of KMC Podcast throughout the year 2020 at conventions. So, do keep that in mind, as that is a possibility. But, thing is, we will be recording each episode at least once every month to approximately two every month, and releasing them for you all on the many platforms: Anchor, A Home, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So do keep an eye out on those platforms for future episodes, because we do not have a fixed day. But thing is, we might end up being around Fridays or Saturdays. I don't know. Might be around the weekends. But if it is around the weekends, well, just keep an eye out next weekend and the weekend after. You know, when we might actually, because it's going to be weekly or, either bi-weekly or monthly. So if it's like, say I record an episode this week, well, it's monthly and it's Friday the 10th. So if it was bi-weekly, it would be on the 24th or the 31st. Because those are the only days left this month that it would be recorded on. But there will be at least a week in between. So if we record the next one on the 31st, the next one will not be uploaded on the 7th. But rather on the 14th. If we follow a Friday schedule. But if we record the next one on the 24th, the next one can be on the 7th. Or the 14th. The whole plan is, if it's going to be bi-weekly, there has to be at least a week in between each episode. So starting the second week, it could be uploaded. Or starting the third week, it'll be uploaded. But there will be at least a week between episodes. So if we do 1 month bi-weekly, and it's like on the 30th or the 31st or 29th, you know, the next one will not be until after a week of the next month and be uploaded the week after that, after the 1 week period. So there will at least be a week in between each episode, but it will be one episode every month or one episode bi-weekly or two episodes per month. So yeah, it's gonna be one or the other. But there will be a minimum of one. So don't think that we're going to die on you again. Because we're not. We just have a lot on our plate. We have a lot planned. We have a lot of changes coming. So we're just trying to get settled in and make sure things are set up and will be functioning efficiently, because right now we're not really that efficient right now and holding things up, hence why we don't have an actual schedule set up for everything. But we're busy working on that, so please bear with us. But that's what's expected of KMC Podcast for 2020 onward. So do be keeping that in mind. And now we're gonna go to the updates regarding what we've been busy with during the whole last decade, 2019, and the ending of it all. Shall we?
So, you want to know what's happened throughout these many years? I am Kawai, but you can call me Dark K. It has been one negative year. Come 2019, and it's been a year full of negativity, full of oppression, full of false accusations and criminal activity. I, Kawai, manifestation of all things negative, frown upon this world.
And I, Whito, or you can call me Light K, am here to make balance, bring peace and unity and justice to those who deserve it. Who those who have been wrongfully accused.
And together,
we,
as well as Lunar
and Moon,
make up yours truly, Christo Tasokoe, the host of KMC Podcast, and the mascot of KMC Skunknet. Within the year of 2019, we all, Whito, Kawai, Luna, and even Crystal Moon, the founder, have been busy with the projects as mentioned in previous instances. Thing is, it's been one hell of a ride. But one of the things we've been busy with is the whole kick Vic, I stand with Vic BS that's been going on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost near a close. And we aren't as heavily focused on it because we have been too busy working on the stuff that is coming for this new decade. And here it is, 2020, the new decade. So we are finalizing things and getting ready to open things up. But here's a little summary of what all went down throughout 2019. Other than the whole kick Vic versus I stand with Vic mess. We have also been putting up with some attacks with the network. Attempts of sabotage and smearing the reputation of such. We have also been upping our security. We have also been busy trying out new games, getting inspiration for the game development. Maybe using some inspiration from the games we play for others. And as you heard in previous ones, that we've also decided and planned on releasing a support group or support guild in these mini games. And we have also looked into actually, well, why don't I let Lunar explain this one?
Greetings, I'm Lunar. the KMC Skunknuts Vampire Cawthorne and Cosplay Extraordinaire. I have been busy concocting a couple ideas for my short stories, and I would love for you to check them out sometime. After all, I am the author of short stories, but I'm not the only one making a short story. Oh no, even Crystal Moon is making a story of her own. I'll let her explain that one.
So, yeah, as Lenore said, hi, Crystal Moon here, the founder. I have been working on a sort of a story on my own. It's not really a short story, but rather an ongoing story for the year of, well, from October 2019 up to October 2020. Ending on supposedly November 1st or November 2nd of 2020. So yeah, it's going to be told for the span of an entire year, and I've been busy working on that. Thing is, that story is Sergeant Tess Ogoy and the FCCU, which revolves around humankind, the furry fandom, a virus that has been broken out, and other apocalyptic mayhem. So if you enjoy some fantasy, sci-fi, futuristic, apocalyptic, slash post-apocalyptic storyline with some weird animal creatures and a little bit of anime and a little bit of furry and a little bit of spice of life. And by spice of life, I mean just everyday living in this apocalyptic slash post-apocalyptic world where these things coexist, then do be sure to check that out. You can find it on YouTube and also on our archive site that has a whole episodes, which they're called journal entries, and a little bio about Sergeant Tess Ogoy themselves, how they went from researchers, Tess Ogoy, to sergeant working with the military as a veteran soldier of their community. It's improv, so there's no script, no planning, no anything. So it's like one take and done. Seriously, that's it. One take and done. Like, literally, I don't even bother taking another take unless, well, you can't hear me. I mean, if you can't hear me, then yeah, I have to take it again because, well, then there's no audio. And the video is just blank space. I actually had to do that once, and the initial video that had no audio, and the audio that was supposed to have been, was nowhere near the same audio and video of the second take. So, yeah, they're completely different. Like, completely, entirely, nowhere near close to each other. But that's the only reason I would do another take, is if the audio was missing. Other than that, yeah, it's one take, one go, one sitting.
No script, no planning, no nothing. I'm just in front of a camera and say whatever comes to my mind. And if there's background in the noise, I incorporate it into the story because that's what improv is. Is you take one take. If you make a mistake, well, you're SOL. Either you walk with it, or you correct yourself, or you just admit said mistake and, you know. I mean, mistakes happen. That's the nature of improv. But again, that Sergeant Tassogre and the FCCU, or Further Contamination Containment Unit, it's a little fan story about a researcher who's transgender working on combating an infection that turns people into anthro creatures, and some of them even becoming chimeric, where they have two species. They lose a bit of their humanity, and some of them do keep their humanity. Others are immune, but not Sergeant Tassogre. But while she's doing the research and combating the infection, she herself gets infected. And the latest episode is her in the containment room in quarantine, still in a medical bed, recovering. And she does a little episode or journal entry for all her listeners listening in, telling her that she's okay, she's fine. It's been a while, but they've been comatose all this time. And they actually were sick with the side effects of the infection taking over the body, but they've been wanting to start on estrogen so they could start transitioning to a female. Well, they were granted permission and was started to give estrogen through the IV while she was comatose. Now that she's infected, the virus starts mutating her and turns her into a furry human hybrid. You would have to watch the journal entries and check it out to understand. But it's a pretty good sci-fi post-apocalyptic story of a researcher who was enlisted by the military and working for them as a citizen soldier, volunteer citizen soldier, mind you. And her journey fighting the infection, it's a bit of happiness because she gets to live her life as she always dreamed of, but it's a bit of dark parts to it as well because she's corrupted by this infection, having to cope with the virus's side effects and all that stuff. But again, it's all improv, no scheduling, no planning whatsoever. So mistakes can and will happen. But it's a good series, and I would recommend it to anyone who's interested in sci-fi, fantasy, post-apocalyptic, or apocalyptic stories of such nature. But that's what we've been busy working on, as well as the whole kickback mess and the whole planning future short stories for Lenore. We also were working on hiring people for a security team. We actually found someone, and they're willing to work with us. But we also have some other things
specifically things that we wanted to do in 2019 but couldn't exactly do until 2020. And, well, that's something that, I'm just gonna let Lenore take, I'll just let Christo take care of it, because Laquetta doesn't exactly, talk, per se. I mean, if she was to pre-record a message, then yeah, I would let her do such, but yeah, she doesn't really have such right now, so I'm gonna have Tasso explain things for Laquetta. So this is gonna be a security update with some updates to KMC security team for 2020. Yay! Apologies, I'm the shy and timid one. Even though I'm very talkative and outgoing, I'm very shy and timid. So when I talk about things I'm passionate about, or do I talk about them? But otherwise, I'm, Okay, off to you, Kuristu. Transition, please. As I was requested, a sort of security update. Well, here it is. The thing is, we hired a new security member, volunteer, of course, and we are upping our security on our pretty much all of our websites. Thing is, we are actually going to be having it to where you have to sign in to access a lot of the website content from here on out. Whenever that is activated. And not only that, select content will be accessible via a public passcode. But that public passcode content will be available for select sites. The actual content will integration with other members, as well as contact info. That's going to be protected. Contact info will be protected by a public passcode for the administration and security and all that. But personal information will be locked to, well, to the user itself and our administration. You see, we take security very seriously here at SkunkNet, and with all that's been happening lately, we made it to where you will not be at risk of any death threats or public attacks or manhunting or any of that, because, well, we don't tolerate any of that now, do we? So that stuff is mostly confined to your profile on our network. However, your email,
that is going to be used for you to gain access to our network, and we will not disclose that to anyone. Your email and all that is safe with us. And Wix, since we use Wix for our servers. So, yeah. Do read up on that from Wix's website to see how they use the information. But we ourselves will not give out your information whatsoever, because security is our top priority here in SkunkNet, and we do not want to be held accountable for the very thing you try to fight out against, because thing is, we're trying to fight against such, not let it happen. So, yeah, again, top security. Now, we can't prevent any and all incursions, but if something was to happen, we will have it taken care of as soon as possible, and help those who have been affected by it as soon as possible. And any and all incursions inflicted by anyone who is banned, their content will be removed from the network completely. But thing is, just because they're banned does not mean that they could just join back all willy-nilly. No. You can't use the same email to join back if you're banned. Oh, but I did. You're gonna get banned if you somehow circumvent the ban and join back in. Yeah. Thing is, you're gonna get expunged again. Oh, how will you know it's me? I'm using a whole different email. That, if found guilty of ban evading, will result in an immediate ban on the spot. Oh, but how could you ban me if you don't have access to what I do? I'm using a proxy with a dynamic IP. Honey, we upped our security. You can't ban evade even with a dynamic IP and proxy. Thing is, we could ban evade and we could email. And we could IP ban you, we could email ban you, but you cannot evade our servers because, well, that's security information. That's classified intel for the safety and security of our clientele. You think we're going to explain how we're able to track you down? Don't bother, because you're not going to get the answer. No one is going to get the answer. That's how top importance, security of our clients and those in our networks are, is so secure that we will try to stop and even capture those ban evading, even with a dynamic IP and a proxy. We can't guarantee success, but we can guarantee this much. Those that are found guilty of ban evading or causing problems will be banned and their information removed from the network for the safety and security
of those within our network, whether they be clientele, or members, or affiliates, or outreach prospects. It's our job to secure security, safety, and well-being, and health and sanity of all within the jurisdiction of KMC's company, including our very own personnel, our security team, our administration team, and then some. So that's how high our security is, and that's the changes that are going to be happening to the network following the security changes. Yeah, when we said we upped our security, we were not joking. We said we upped our security, we mean we upped our security. So, with that said, it is time that we move on to the final topic, now that the security updates for the SkunkNet has been revealed. It is time for us to go to some podcast news regarding what might be discussed in the next podcast, as well as you could check out for the next podcast throughout the 2020 year. With that said, let us have one final transition and then go to the team of KMC SkunkNet, the Faces of K, and what their New Year's resolution for 2020 is. I mean, it is not just a new year, it's also a new decade. So, New Year's resolution for the new decade. Let's go on around and transition. Here we go. Whoop!
So, I'm gonna start off right here. Let K. My New Year's resolution for the new decade is for everyone to be happy, enjoy the smiles and laughter and the new decade with the greatest of joy. At least, that's what I wish for everyone. So stay in high spirits, everyone. And try to hang in there, because it's a new decade. And with the new decade comes new beginnings, new changes, and loads of hope.
Greetings. Kawhi here. Manifestation of negativity. You know. My New Year's resolution is for all the negativity in this world to just die down and not be so powerful, so strong, because as a manifestation of negativity, I know what it's like to hurt, to suffer, to endure pain, Those are nothing but negative connotations of life. Stop making such happen upon everyone. Give them a chance. I didn't exactly know what it meant until Waito showed me. But love can help rid of negativity and bring hope to those who need it the most. So give them a chance. Be nice to someone. Don't be quick to judge. Judging them only makes things worse. So for my New Year's resolution for 2020, the new decade, is for this world to not be as negative and to have a change of heart.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and salutations. It is I, Crystalina, and here is my New Year's resolution for the new decade. I hope that everyone will be as creative and successful in life, because we all have to have a bit of creativity to keep ourselves entertained, now don't we? And not only that, we also need a little bit of hope in life and our creative expressions and creations could lighten the mood for other people. I mean, do you really think that being an author is gonna put people down? No, actually. A lot of stories have actually helped people overcome some obstacles, as well as the negative connotations of life, as these stories give them some inspiration, maybe even some hope, because they keep the mind busy and help them overcome life struggles. Not only do they overcome life struggles, but they have a newfound sense of peace and tranquility, courtesy of these stories, courtesy of these individuals in costume, courtesy of whatever you do that's creative. Your creativity could mean someone else's happiness. Your creativity could fill people with hope. Hell, your creativity could save a life. So for my New Year's resolution, I want this world to have a bit more creativity and be free to express such creativity so that you could influence others and make this world a better, more creative place. After all, your creativity is what helps develop our future. So by all means, have fun and go wild with your creations and express it with the greatest and utmost joy as possible and humanly can, because it may very well one day save a life or bring smiles and laughter to those who need it the most. That is my New Year's resolution for the new decade.
Oh, hey, this is, Crystal Moon, and, this is my New Year's resolution for the new decade. I want this world to be more accepting and open about people and not so judgmental. I mean, the only real reason I'm shy and timid is because I've been through a lot and I've been judged a lot for the kind of person I am, and also for things I didn't do. So, if you could, for my New Year's resolution, if you could be a bit more open and non-judgmental and believe everything you say and start taking things with a grain of salt and actually giving people a chance and getting to know them before you start judging them, that would be nice, and it would help me be more open and not so shy and timid. It's actually not really that easy, and if you would just give people a chance, they would be more open and not so secretive and shy, and they wouldn't avoid socializing because they wouldn't be so afraid. So for my New Year's resolution, that's my New Year's resolution for the new decade, is give people a chance and allow them to show their true colors and not be so shy and timid and like me. Thank you. I guess. Sorry, I just want to be accepted, is all.
Well, I guess it's only fair that I add mine in. Honestly, what I would like for this world is, my New Year's resolution for the new decade is quite simple, really. I want a little bit of what Waito wishes, and Kuai, and Lunar, and Moon. But on top of those, I also want to just be able to help people. I want to be able to make people smile and enjoy life for what it is. Because life is precious, and we only got one life, so we might as well make it count, right?
Yeah, I want to be able to make people smile and enjoy life to the fullest. I want to fill them with hope and make them know that they are cared for and loved, that they are not alone. There's many other people who suffer, and they're not the only ones. So together we can make a difference. And that's kind of my hope for this year. That's my New Year's resolution.
Good death. I am Crestlech, the Circa of KMC Skunknet. My New Year resolution for the new decade is more friends and happiness for those in Skunknet and surrounding area. I just want friends to be happy and laugh and smile. Crestlech, not good with socializing, but socializing, not everything to happiness. Friends, good for happiness. Smiles, good for happiness. Crestlech, want friends and smiles. That what Crestlech want for New Year's resolution for new decade. Muff, muff. Peace.
And that's all of the New Year's resolutions for the year 2020. Not just a new year, but a new decade by the KMC team, the Many Bases of K. And friends, what's your New Year's resolution? This has been KMC Podcast, and thanks for tuning in. Do keep an eye out for our next episode, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye, lovelies!
bye?
Good luck!
Till next time.
I'd sacrifice my very life to have you at my side. Like a dream, I see your face through the misty haze. You are one amid the stars, and time never healed my scars. Deep inside, the sadness burns. I must return.
enjoyed this episode of Dempsey Podcast.
I hope you tune in next time.
This has been KMC Podcast, the one and only source of anime, gaming, cosplay, activism, and more from KMC Skunknet. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time,
stay happy!
Stay safe!
Stay creative!
Stay outgoing!
Stay humble!
And we'll see you in the next episode of KMC Podcast! Fare thee well.
I'd sacrifice my very life to have you at my side. Like a dream, I see your face through the misty haze. You were one amid the stars, and time never healed my scars. Deep inside, the sadness burns. I must return.